בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני שפתי תפתח ופי יגיד תהילה שכה. In an ideal world, where one is able to reap all the benefits of a life of true bitachon, true reliance on Hashem, we would not be required to make hishtadlus, to make our own efforts. And as the Torah commentaries teach, the only reason that we are required to fulfill our mitzvah of hishtadlus is because it is a curse that was placed on us when the initial man, Adam, ate from the tree. However, the Torah commentaries delve into what seems to be an apparent paradox, because on the one hand, we have a mitzvah to absolutely rely on Hashem exclusively, and on the other hand, we have a mitzvah to make a real effort on our own accord. One who is interested in researching this topic further is invited to view our 8-part series that was posted at recording number 97. Briefly, for our purposes right now, we are called on and obligated from the Torah to make every effort to live a life of absolute bitachon, which means to believe that Hashem exclusively runs every single detail in my life and to make a practical effort to turn that belief into the way I practically live my life, not feeling feelings of fear from other individuals, not flattering my boss, the doctor, or whoever else I might sometimes be led to feel that I am relying on. And in truth, if not for the fact of the curse that was initially placed on mankind, the curse to perform Hishtadlus, I would not have needed to make an effort because, as the Mesilas Yesharim teaches, the effort that I make has no correlation to the result that I achieve. The money that I receive, the recovery from illness, finding my marriage partner, or success in whatever other area I might be dealing with, has nothing to do with the efforts that I make. Hishtadlus is just an obligation, a curse, but the fact that we are obligated to live out that curse should not mislead us into thinking that our own efforts could even slightly contribute to our endeavors. Let us remember the words of the Sefer HaChinuch that are quoted in the Bir Halacha right at the beginning of the book, where he writes that, as we know, there is a mitzvah not to serve idols. And as he explains, included in that mitzvah is to believe without a shadow of a doubt that the only power in the world is Hashem, and no other individual, nor circumstance or effort can contribute even slightly towards the happenings in my life. And believing that Hashem runs 99% of my life, but just 1% is left up to another individual circumstance, is included in the category of idol worship. So whilst we have a mitzvah to fulfill the curse of making an effort, of making a hishtadlus, it is of paramount importance to remind ourselves of the dangers of having the wrong approach to hishtadlus, to making an effort, which could borderline on idol worship. Hashem, I am currently feeling quite fearful about the current war that is taking place. Please help me to internalize that you alone are the one protecting us. Although we have an obligation to set up an army and fight the enemy, because we have an obligation to perform the mitzvah of Hishtadlus, to make an effort, nevertheless, please Hashem, help me not to be misled to the wrong perspective that would make me think that the only reason we are safe is because there is an army protecting us. Help me to appreciate and pray for every single soldier fighting for us, whilst at the same time to realize that what the army is doing for us is just fulfilling the mitzvah of Hishtadlus, which ultimately comes from the curse which obligates us to make an effort. But the only source of our protection is exclusively from you. And by me realizing that you are my sole protector, I will be led to a life free of anxiety. I will not fear what the enemy is threatening to do. By fearing the enemy, as I've learned in your Torah sources, that can, God forbid, attract some of those things that I'm fearing. Whereas when I adopt an approach of absolute bitachon, reliance on you, I have nothing to worry about, no reason to feel anxious, because I know that you, Hashem, are protecting me.